Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
So Valtteri, tell us a bit more about your childhood, because you are the son of, your father owns a cleaning company and your mum is an undertaker, which I find fascinating. Just tell me what it's like growing up having a mum as an undertaker.
Actually quite normal. You know, it's a job that someone has to do, and it's been her passion for a long time, giving help and support for the tough times that, you know, people's families are having when a close one passes away, and she enjoys being that support and doing that job. So yeah, it's a job and it's fine. And for my dad, he's got a small cleaning service, small company, still in the same town when I was born. So actually, I don't know if you think it's a normal family, but I think so.
No, it's lovely to hear when you put it that way, that obviously someone's got to do that job. I would always think it was a bit scary, but yeah, actually it's the most compassionate role you could ever serve, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, and it's a job that you need to be a strong person to do it. So I think some of my, the will to succeed and will to, and determination and not giving up comes from my mom. She's a very strong person mentally, and in that job you need to be the strong one when you support others.
Okay, so I can see those personality traits in you, but how on earth did you end up applying it to motorsport? It doesn't feel like a traditional motor racing background.
Yeah, you know, luckily there was a go-kart track really close to where I was born, and just, I was 5 years old, we were going to a town with my dad, and there was a sign that there was a go-kart Finnish championship race. We went and watched the race, basically by accident. And apparently it was the first time for four hours I was sitting still. At that age, I was always otherwise going like back and forth. So I was just watching the cars racing because I thought it was really cool. I really enjoyed following the racing, and then eventually, obviously, I had to try and get to try one, and when I did, that was it.
What did your parents think of it?
Well, they could see that I had the passion for racing and for that speed, and you know, the beauty of trying to bring the lap times down. They could see that I was obsessed of trying to find different racing lines and things to be faster around the lap. So they always supported me because they saw that nothing I ever did before compared even close, that how much I was excited about this sport. So luckily they invested all their time and the money that they could, that I could, you know, start practicing and eventually racing.
There's been quite a family commitment then, family sacrifice, your career, you know, getting fully behind it, which is what you need to do, isn't it? You can't be a half job Harry about this role. Everyone has to buy in, don't they?
Sure, it is. You need that support, and yeah, especially when you come from, you know, a normal background, everyone needs to give 100%. And you know, I feel so lucky myself that even, you know, after a long work day for my parents, and like always when I got home from school, when I asked my dad, could we go karting? You know, he said a long day. everything. He's been tired, but still every single time he would take me to the track and we would just go driving. And that was really cool. And now, you know, when I get older, I actually appreciate it a lot more. As a kid, you don't really realize that, but you know, I'm sure they had other things to do as well, but they really prioritized the passion I had.
That's great. Who would you say were the strongest influences on your life? Is it your parents? I mean, I know that Toto Wolff's a massive influence in terms of your career, but who would you say kind of mentored you through most of it?
My parents, for sure. You know, they grew me up. You know, I became who I am because the things they taught me. But also for me, when I started go-karting, Mika Häkkinen was the big hero for me. You know, he was the one I was looking up and thinking that, wow, that's who I want to be one day. So he was like a massive motivation for me when I was a kid and actually made me to work harder and try harder to try and become a Formula One driver one day. So he was like a big mentor for me, and eventually as well joined my management team, which is crazy if I think about, you know, 20 years ago, I could have never thought about it. So here we are.
That is pretty cool, isn't it? You know, you don't just know him, you're part of the same team. And how much of an influence has Toto been on your career?
Toto has been a big influence as well. Like every single member of my management team has. But Toto, yeah, you know, he noticed, I think, my talent quite early on in 2007, 2008, when I was in Formula Renault. And he was helping me a lot in my career. And obviously now it's he's in a different role now. He's my boss. So, but he's still helping me. You know, he's still wants me to succeed. He still wants me to see and progress anything that there is to get, you know. So yeah, he's always been a good mentor as well.
And someone else I really want to gauge on how much impact they have on your career at the moment is your lovely girlfriend Tiffany, because she's an unbelievable athlete in her own right. For anyone who doesn't know, she's one of Australia's best road cyclists, and she's just an incredible performer. But how does that dynamic work? Do you share information and advice and techniques and learn how to deal with success and failure as a couple?
For sure, you know, with a professional athlete, for sure you can understand each other in many different ways that, you know, some other people might maybe wouldn't. But yes, we can definitely both ways share the good and bad times. And I think you also understand the sacrifices, you know, you have to do for the sport if you want to succeed. And it is that mental support. And I have to say, this year I've been, you know, really lucky that she's been able to come to most of the races. And because obviously I've been really limited this year with who I can actually meet and see, you know, whether it's a racetrack or not. So it's been nice that being able to, you know, from home to the racetrack, be more or less always together. And I also managed to go to some of her races this season just to support her. So it's been mentally an important support and company in this kind of crazy year. And for sure, always when I have the downs, she does know what to say. You know, she's been there herself, so it's really cool.
And she's got you into cycling. Got you incredibly quick, hasn't it? How much has that helped?
Well, yeah, I started actually cycling more, I would say a couple of years ago. I started to swift change a bit more from running to cycling because I realized I'm going to get old as well eventually, and my knees and ankles are going to be broken. So I decided cycling is going to be a better option for the future. There's less impact, you know, and it's good fun for training. So yeah, my cycling game has been going strong. At least the style is now on point. Still need a bit more endurance, but it's getting better. It's a sport that is really addictive. You can see the progress really quickly, and it's such a great way to spend time together, you know, like for me and Tiff going for a ride, whether it's a new location or anywhere is so nice to spend a day, and great way to exercise and keep fit.
I mean, you do really like measuring yourself against the best. You know, you're racing with Lewis and you're cycling with Simpson. Keep your standards high, don't you?
My life is a race, as you see, so, even at home.
Very true. I tell you one thing about your upbringing that I wanted to mention as well was you were a Lance Corporal. Do I have to call you Lance Corporal Bottas? You were part of the army. I know you have to be, but how long did you actually do?
They call me Corporal Bottas. Sounds quite nice.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone in Finland has to do it, so it's normal for us. And for me, it was only 6 months, but it was pretty full on. And that was when I did it in 2008 and 2009 in the winter time. So
it's got to be cold.
It was cold, yeah. We were sleeping sometimes a week or two in the forest in a tent, -20, -30. So yeah, fresh. But I think the experience actually, for many boys, it really makes you a man. So I think it's nice experience. And maybe at that time, it was always not so much fun, but looking back, you know, if you put hundreds of guys in a forest, you know, always something fun is going to happen at some point. So
sounds like a nightmare, but yes, you definitely. talking of learning from it, and I know when we spoke back in old places, Germany, you were telling me how much you have enjoyed learning and how far you feel you've come since your debut with Williams. How do you feel now? How different do you feel now as both a racer and a man?
Well, it's night and day. Like in the past years, how much I've learned as a human being and as a racing driver, I never could have imagined that, you know, how far can you go and how much you can learn about life and how to be a fast driver. So I thought I was quick, like, I don't know, a few years ago. But only if I knew how much I would be still able to learn and develop and improve. Because everyone in this sport are all the time getting better and better. So, and also, yeah, the main thing is I've learned so much more about myself. I think this sport is a really unique sport that you can really learn a lot about yourself and who you actually are and what do you need to perform and to be happy. And also it can help to put things into perspective many times. So yeah, I consider myself lucky that I can still live my childhood dream, which is to become a champion, and is still realistic. Some people might think it's less realistic, but I always believe it is. And that's why I'm still here and still pushing. And that's why I can't wait for next year to start from zero again, you know, and have another shot for it and give it all that I have.
Good to hear. Okay, so aside from being world champion, any other dreams? Do you have half an eye on the future after Formula One? What else would you like to achieve?
You know, I'm actually involved in quite many things already for, you know, I don't know, there's so many cool things. You know, the good thing with the lockdown period this year was that I really learned that even without Formula One, I can be happy. You know, I learned that, you know, even months away from Formula One, not thinking about Formula One every day, there's so many nice things in life that will make you happy. And in the end, it's the small little things and your passion and the things that makes you happy. That's the main thing in this life, you know. So I'm pretty open-minded for the future.
Thanks so much for listening to In the Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.